From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in the West Bank. Israel says its military force has shot dead a Palestinian man who had stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. This morning's violence comes day one after Israeli forces shot dead three Palestinian assailants in separate incidents in Hebron and East Jerusalem. Palestinians say the violence is the result of frustration due to decades of occupation. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirmed aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. In the meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees currently are stranded along the Syria-Jordan border. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, is scheduled to host a week-long summit beginning Saturday in the jungle conclave known as Yari Plains. FARC rebels are gathering for their 10th Congress, this time to discuss a peace agreement with the government that is expected to be signed on September 26, ending a half-century of civil war in Colombia. Colombia's five decades of conflict led to the deaths of more than 220,000 people and left millions displaced. This is VOA News. President Obama, joined by a bipartisan group of political, security, and business figures, has urged the U.S. Congress to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. With about 4 months left in office, the Obama legacy in the region may well hinge on whether U.S. lawmakers ratify the pact already signed by 12 Pacific Rim nations. The UN Children's Fund says tens of thousands of children in Nigeria could die in coming months from severe acute malnutrition. UNICEF's Ariane DeVos says children are literally on the brink of death.
We're going from house to house, from hut to hut, from shelter to shelter. And those children that are severely malnourished, there is children get treatment. With our program, we can reduce mortality to less than 1%. So it's a very, very high impact intervention. It's just that we need to find these kids before it is too late. We need to reach them before it is too late.
UNICEF estimates that 400,000 children are at risk in three states in Nigeria, while a total of 4.4 million people are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance there. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has ended 5 years of what he called uncertainty over his views by declaring that President Obama was in fact born in the United States. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
In 2011, the Republican nominee was a force behind a movement arguing that Obama was born abroad. Since then, he has refused to directly say what he believes until he ended the ambiguity on Friday. A day earlier, Trump's campaign said that he does believe Obama was born in the U.S. state of Hawaii. In a campaign appearance Friday, Trump blamed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton for starting the controversy. Clinton, also in Washington Friday, dismissed Trump's efforts to raise questions about the president's birthplace. Speaking before the Black Women's Agenda Symposium, Clinton said Trump has led the birther movement for 5 years to delegitimize America's first black president and that Trump's campaign was founded on what she called an outrageous lie. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump says if he's elected, he will reverse all of what he called the concessions that President Obama made in an effort to normalize relations with Cuba, unless Cuba meets certain demands. In the past, Mr. Trump has said he supports normalized relations, but would have preferred a better deal. And the United States says it will not recognize the outcome of the Russian parliamentary elections slated for Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. position on Crimea is clear. The peninsula remains an integral part of Ukraine. Crimea-related U.S. sanctions against Russia will remain until Russia returns control of Crimea to Ukraine. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.